hundreds in illegal mining operations. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chilopa. The Water Resources Management Authority, WAMA, says it has constituted a team that will assess all tailings dam facilities of mining companies across the country to ensure the Sinometals accident does not reoccur. On 18 February 2025, a tailings storage dam at Sinometals Leach, Zambia collapsed, releasing 50 million liters of acidic mining waste containing heavy metals and dissolved solids into Mwambashi stream, which later contaminated the Kafue River. WAMA Acting Director General Misozi Lumpa says the teams will pay particular attention to the Copper Belt and Northwestern provinces, which host most of Zambia's mining activity and are rich in water resources. Speaking in an interview with RCV News at the 97th Agriculture and Commercial Show in Lusaka, held under the theme, Adapting to Climate Change, Mrs. Lumpa said the inspections will ensure that mining companies comply with environmental standards, especially regarding the discharge of effluent. All these efforts are aimed at compelling mining companies to adopt safe practices that protect the environment, said Mrs. Lumpa. She also disclosed that WAMA has embarked on a nationwide mapping of all water bodies to enable a more targeted and effective approach to resource protection. Meanwhile, Mrs. Lumpa urged citizens to use water responsibly in their homes, warning that water bodies are under increasing pressure due to rising demand for domestic use, mining, agriculture, and other economic activities. She emphasized that mismanagement of water resources could have severe consequences, especially in the context of climate change, where the availability of usable water can no longer be guaranteed. The misuse of water will negatively impact key sectors, and there's need to preserve the ecosystem, she warned.
We are not sleeping idle. Even with the water pollution that transpired on the Copper Belt, we followed the pollution plume. We ascertained the pace at which it was moving. We worked with institutions such as ZEMA. We had ZAF on board to prevent it from spreading further. It was getting into the Lukanga swamps and it would have caused more damage. In addition to that, we've heightened our monitoring. There are teams on the ground that are going to now look at tailing dam facilities for all the mining entities countrywide to see how we can work with them to ensure that this doesn't repeat itself. That's one.
The National Savings and Credit Bank, NATSEF, has reminded Zambians to take advantage of the grace period to exchange their old banknotes for new ones at any of its branches across the country. NATSEF Public Relations Manager Judith Tembo said although the Bank of Zambia has allowed a transition period, members of the public should act early to avoid long queues and last-minute panic before the deadline for phasing out old banknotes. Speaking in an interview with RCV News at this year's Agriculture and Commercial Show, held under the theme Adapting to Climate Change, Ms. Tembo urged Zambians to make use of NATSEF as an authorized partner of the Bank of Zambia in the currency exchange exercise. The earlier Zambians exchange the old notes for the new ones, the better, she advised. Ms. Tembo also announced that the bank has deliberately introduced a program to support small businesses with access to smaller denominations, which are frequently used as change in transactions. She said the initiative aims to ensure a stable and sufficient supply of small denominations in the marketplace and encourage the public to visit NATSEF branches to access them. Ms. Tembo reiterated the bank's commitment of servicing all walks of life with smaller denominations, especially among informal sector players.
In a supermarket, and when you get to the till, you find the tailor doesn't have change to give you, and you end up spending time. So we are offering convenience to retailers. We are offering convenience to people who do businesses, marketers, marketeers, retailers, people in the transport business, anybody who's doing business. We're trying to offer that convenience and offer them an opportunity to be efficient in their business so they can come to NATSEF and exchange their larger denomination notes to the smaller denomination currency which they can use to run their businesses effectively.
The Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, has called on government and private sector players to consider the institution as a strategic partner in the delivery of sustainable infrastructure for the Zambian people. EIZ Head of Marketing and Public Relations, Ntalasha Yulu, emphasized the importance of involving the institution at the early stages of infrastructure development, rather than waiting until the final phases of project. Speaking in an interview with RCV News at the 97th Agriculture and Commercial Show, held under the theme Adapting to Climate Change, Mrs. Yulu said meaningful and lasting infrastructure cannot be achieved without engaging EIZ. EIZ must be seen as a partner in infrastructure development, whether at the level of Constituency Development Fund, CDF projects, or large-scale capital projects, said Mrs. Yulu. She added that early engagements with EIZ would help reduce common flaws and irregularities often seen in infrastructure development across the country. Mrs. Yulu also reminded CDF committees nationwide to prioritize the hiring of engineers registered with the institution. It is unfortunate that some CDF committees continue to engage unqualified individuals for engineering works, and this undermines the quality and safety of infrastructure projects, she said.
Before a project is even constructed, at the planning stage, at the procuring stage, at the pre-visibility stage, before even embarking on this project, please involve us. Involve us at the planning stage and not when the project is halfway or when the project kickstarts. Because for us, we look at the procurement, you know, the right equipment being procured for this engineering job. Is it the right design so that when the project is finished, these designs will help.
The Lusaka City Council has distributed over 300 application forms at the ongoing 97th Agriculture and Commercial Show under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. This initiative provides opportunities for residents to benefit from the fund in various categories, including skills development, secondary school bursaries, loans and grants. In a statement to RCV News in Lusaka today, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says these categories support resident development, particularly for youth and women, by providing resources to improve livelihoods. Ms. Mwamba noted that the application window for the 2026 CDF is open and residents are encouraged to submit applications before August 30, 2025 deadline. A CDF desk has been strategically set up at the show to provide information and assistance on the application process, said Ms. Mwamba. She said by utilizing these resources, residents can improve their well-being and contribute to the economic development of the city.
This initiative provides opportunities for residents to benefit from the fund in various categories, including skills development, secondary school bursaries, loans and grants. The application window for the year 2026 CDF is open, and residents are encouraged to submit applications before the 30th August 2025, which happens to be the deadline. The response so far has been overwhelming, with many residents showing interest in accessing the fund.
In African news, South African police said on Friday it had arrested 1,000 illegal miners in an operation that lasted several days. A statement by the police said most of the suspects are foreigners without documents to support their stay in the country. It said their nationalities had not yet been established. They were arrested at a mine in Barberton in Mpumalanga province, the statement said. Coming up shortly, Ukraine drone attack sparks fire at Sochi oil depot, Russian authorities say. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A massive oil depot fire raging near Russia's Black Sea resort of Sochi has been blamed by Russian authorities on a Ukrainian drone attack. Sochi's nearby airport has suspended flights. Krasnodar region governor Veniamin Kondratiev said on Telegram that drone debris hit a fuel tank and 127 firefighters were tackling the blaze. Meanwhile, a Russian missile strike destroyed homes and civilian infrastructure in Ukraine's southern city of